You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, authors, and some of the world's top executives who are having success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are visiting with author Todd Allen, a maritime writer who has a new horror book out called Sacra Obscurum. Todd, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. Good to have you. So what draws you towards writing in the horror genre?
Well, I am hopelessly addicted to horror in all forms, and it goes back several years. I was very young, probably 6 or 7 years old, when I saw a movie that I was altogether too young to see, and it really kind of shook me up. In fact, it terrified me, and I didn't get a very good night's sleep for weeks. And when I finally got over that initial trauma, I learned something about myself. It was kind of a little surprising, but I actually liked being scared, you know, the nerves and the sweats and the panic breaths, you know, it all kind of made me feel alive. And so from that kind of point on, I really stopped at nothing to recreate that experience. I watched like every horror movie I could get my hands on. And as I got older, I turned to books. And that's when I found like a whole new appreciation of the genre. You know, books can provide the reader with another level of intimacy with characters, and that intimacy really pays dividends in the end when those characters are ultimately endangered. So, you know, when you spend 10 chapters getting to know a character, it's so much easier to fear for them in the end when they inevitably come face-to-face with their monsters, you know. And writing in the genre for me is a very liberating experience, you know. The genre allows a writer to sort of make a commentary on society while still exploring and embracing really fantastic concepts. You know, like metaphor, of course, plays a really heavy role in this. You know, sometimes the monsters aren't just monsters. You know, vampires have been known to represent the spread of disease. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein monster, you know, represents the folly of man playing God. You know, there are a lot of different themes to explore, and there are just so many ways for a horror writer to speak his mind.
Who would be your intended readership here?
Well, the book serves horror fans primarily, of course. More specifically, I guess, readers who aren't just interested in blood and gore, you know, readers who like to get to know a character and follow a layered plot, you know, perhaps a more mature audience will get the most out of it. Readers, you know, who are looking for teenage werewolves and vampire lovers, they're going to be maybe a little disappointed with this one. This one's intended for readers interested in old school horror, you know, specifically in the occult.
Now, your book is about death and the afterlife. Why do you think the prospect of losing one's soul still scares so many people?
Well, speaking for myself, I'm kind of getting to the age now where I can see that the cup of life is more empty than it is full. So I'm all in favor of an afterlife, you know, put me down for that. I think a lot of people who consider their own mortality can kind of take comfort in that idea. You know, popular belief has it that it's not only an opportunity to enjoy more life, but that the soul is, in fact, eternal. You know, your soul will live forever, and in paradise, no less. So, you know, it sounds like a pretty good deal to me. The trick, we're told, is keeping your soul intact so you can ultimately make that leap. You know, that's where the threat also comes in, you know. What if your soul is put in jeopardy? You know, then the prospect of eternal paradise is then put in jeopardy. And that's a fear that I like to explore in my writing. And when dealing in the occult and in demonology, you know, the ultimate threat is the total loss of soul, you know, a loss of self, a loss of identity. You know, in other words, you know, in basic terms, it's slavery. And that's the one concept in this whole genre that frightens me above all others. And, you know, if it's frightening to me, that's just something that I have to explore in my writing.
Today we are joined by author Todd Allen, a maritime writer who has a new horror book out called Sacra Obscurum here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Todd, what would you like the readers to take away from this book?
Well, you know, I hope people will consider it a solid read and you know, a fair contribution to the genre. I guess beyond that, it would be great if, you know, through reading the story, people came away with the sense that they've actually been somewhere. You know, when I remember my favorite books, I'm always sort of transported to a specific place, you know, whether it's the steps in front of Shirley Jackson's Hill House or, you know, the streets of Old London in a Susan Hill story, you know, and I want to do that for people who read my book. The story is set in Atlantic Canada, you know, the place I call home. It's a place where the culture is tied closely to the ocean. You know, it has a rich seafaring history. And just through that association alone, you know, its history has known a lot of tragedy, you know. It's known a lot of death and a lot of hardship. And around here, the tragic stories are sort of boundless. So the place has a real dark streak, and I kind of wanted to transfer some of that dark quality into the pages of this book.
And lastly, what advice would you have for beginning writers? Where do they begin?
Well, I still consider myself a beginning writer, you know, hardly an authority, but I would say this. A great way to practice the art of story building is by telling stories. Years ago, a few friends and I had this weekly ritual where we'd meet at the pub every Friday after work for a couple of you know, lemonades, and for a few hours we would talk about whatever happened to each of us over the last week, you know, whether it be at work or at home or with women, you know, like the whole bit. And it was kind of like a group therapy session, you know, we could air everything out. You know, I had experienced these things through the week, but it wasn't like they really happened to me until I sort of met with my friends and told the tale. I guess it's almost like, you know, getting your homework graded, you know, like none of it really mattered until you got your friend's reaction, you know, it was that kind of thing. And I didn't really see it at the time, but I was getting really great practice at telling stories, you know, like forming them, putting them together. If it was a funny story, you know, the timing had to be just right to get a great laugh. If the story was sort of shocking, you know, you had to deliver the twist perfectly to really get those jaws dropping, you know. You know, the friends who listened to those stories, they made the best critics, you know, whether or not they realized it. You know, their faces would tell me just how well I presented a story. So I learned a lot about what works. And maybe, you know, more importantly, what doesn't work when forming a story. And the great thing is all those storytelling do's and don'ts, they can be applied to story writing. You know, all the same rules apply. So we don't meet up these days at the pub very often. You know, we're all married and kind of have families to look after. But those experiences, you know, I still lean on those experiences a little bit. You know, I really believe that recounting those stories for friends still helps me in my process today. You know, when I'm trying to arrange a piece effectively, I'll sometimes think, you know, how would I tell this story at the pub? You know, what's the best way to tell this story? I guess tipsy would be the answer. But seriously, I think of those days, and they always show me the way.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you. Certainly appreciate your time. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information on your work and to pick up this book, Sacra Obscurum, online?
Yeah, the book is available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. Yeah, stop by my website, www.toddallenbooks.com.
Easy enough. Mr. Allen, thanks so much for your time today here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you, Eric. Take care.
We've been speaking with author Todd Allen, a maritime writer who has a new horror book out called Sacra Obscurum. And once again, the website of reference and for more information is toddallenbooks.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.